This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, 10:34, 21 degrees. Nice day, Tass.
It's a lovely day, Macca. We're now going to move on to an interview with Australia's First Minister for Equality, Martin Foley. Martin Foley's actually on the phone, and he'll be speaking with us this morning about a couple of things that were announced in the most recent state government budget.
Budget.
I apologise. The first thing is a package of initiatives to the value of $30 million over the next couple of years targeted at LGBTI communities. I believe that is the single largest investment in our communities that I'm aware of. And secondly, a package of initiatives around mental health. And that's valued at about $360 million. And there are some specific initiatives that I'd like to pull out and discuss with the Minister. They're specifically around LGBTI communities and suicide prevention. But we might commence and kick off this discussion with the Minister himself and talk about the LGBTI package. Are you there, Minister?
Yes, I am, Taz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Martin.
How are you going?
There you go. You have a Martin and a Minister.
I just want to say, we would never have thought 21 years ago when this station first started that we'd have a State Minister for Equality and that we'd be talking about some significant funding for our community to address the issues that we were tackling then and we're still tackling now.
Mm.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Well, more the point. Thank all of those who have gone before us, whose shoulders we now stand on, so as to allow us to try to give some substance to the efforts that they have put in. It's about making sure Victoria is a big enough, diverse enough, and inclusive enough place that really there's a place for everyone. And I would have thought that that's not a bad goal for any of us to be pursuing in public life.
Yes, I totally agree, and I think that there are many people who have been attached to this community radio station over the years who have been part of the efforts. There are far too many to name, but I have to say that the efforts of our commissioner, our very own, very first inaugural commissioner of sexuality and gender, Rowena Allen, has been fantastic.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more, and I think what it reflects is that this budget and the efforts of this government is really about how we reshape Victoria in line with what I think are the compassionate and inclusive values that reflect most Victorians' view of the world and a recognition that there are and continue to be some communities who are disproportionately excluded from that vision. And I think that's the driving force behind the whole equality portfolio efforts to make sure that we bring in specific programs for LGBTI Victorians, yes, but make sure that all of the other programs that government and community deliver recognise that exclusion of LGBTI people and do something about it.
Yes, yes. The recent announcement, of course, has five components to it from what I can see. There's a substantial investment in the creation of a Pride Centre, and we've already discussed that. And it is something that this particular station in particular is looking forward to because it potentially will be a new home for us. Is that correct?
Oh, well, that's an issue that's on the table. The $15 million capital contribution that we think will be the bedrock on which a wider discussion can occur right across the community. We know that there are several community groups looking for new homes. You're one of them, potentially. What we want to do is, in an inclusive way, get the governance discussions landed and then move on to discussions about where, partners, and get moving on it.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. I think it's a fabulous initiative. Having been to San Francisco and seen the Pride Centre there, I can only aspire to what this might look like here in Melbourne. Macca?
And Martin, look, there's one of the initiatives is very near and dear to my heart. If we cast our mind back to when the Bracks government passed the same-sex relationships bill, and the role of Susan Davies was very important in that, an independent. And what one of the things that drove Susan was the rate of youth suicide, not just in the city, but in rural Victoria. And, you know, in Victoria last year, 654 Victorians took their own lives. Now, that's more than double the road toll. We don't have accurate figures on same-sex attracted youth suicide. We all know, we've all heard stories, we're all familiar with it. This mental health initiative, tell us about this and how you think that's going to play out, because I see that as something really, really crucial, not just to our community, but to all communities.
I think you're right, Macca. Having said that, LGBTI young people in particular are, from the work that's been done, say, Beyond Blue, they did a bit of a substantial piece of work with Griffith University last year that looked at data around the country. And whilst suicide and suicide attempts are on the up, sadly, LGBTI young people are disproportionately reflected in that group. And then when you add on rural and regional further isolation and disadvantage, alienation from families, lack of support, then you get further complications. It's a data minefield, but whichever way you look at it, it's an inescapable conclusion that suicide is on a upward swing, and particularly so in LGBTI young people. So the program that we've in the process of putting together now, having funded it, is through our expert reference panel, which has some very good LGBTI community leaders advising us on it as part of a wider mental health package, is to do a few things. It will particularly have $27.5 million to provide new suicide initiatives around intensive community support for those people who we know who have attempted suicide in communities that have been disproportionately impacted by suicide numbers. What we've historically done is they've presented at acute services, mental health services. They've been, in a way, patched up and then see you later. There hasn't been that intense one-on-one support for those people to deal with the causes, deal with the consequences of suicide attempts. So there'll be that intense work done with people who have survived suicide attempts.
So, Minister, what does that look like in real terms? So if I've attempted suicide, what can I expect through this initiative?
Well, there will be six targeted communities based on the data around Victoria. We will work with local partners, the acute medical and mental health services as a first port of call, but in a wider sense, what are the wraparound services that will reground that person back in their community? What is it that are the drivers behind the place that that person has got to, where they see that as a viable solution to their problem? So what we were going to do there is, again, this is based on best practice that we've seen around the world from research that our expert reference panel has put together, that we will, in a sense, assist them to navigate their way back into the community with intense outreach support, one-on-one assistance to guide that person every day.
So what that would mean is that I would have a caseworker attached to me who would regularly make contact with me to see that I was linked back into my support services, my medical appointments, my supervision, my counselling, and so forth.
And those drivers will be different in nearly every instance as to...
So they'd be tailor-made to each individual.
That's right. At the same time, the other broader piece of work, again targeted at those areas where we know the suicide rates are disproportionately high, is those wider community approaches. what is it that we need to do in those communities, whether it's workforce training, school-based programs, wider mental health literacy, wider views as to what does an inclusive, supportive community look like, so as to make sure that the wider community avoiding of putting people in the place where they see this as a viable alternative is achieved. So at the one hand, it's the acute one-on-one services, and at the other hand, it's a wider strategy of education, support, opportunities for resources to be available, and obviously funding more of those specialised and community-based services so the support is actually there. And based on that, we're confident that the national goal that the National Mental Health Plan has established for some time now of seeking to halve our suicide rate can be achieved. It won't be achieved overnight. We've seen it trend up over the past decade after having gone down from the mid-90s. And now clearly we as a community need to do more about that, starting in the areas that we know are disproportionately at risk. And that's where one of the communities that is disproportionately at risk is, of course, LGBTI people. And we need to tailor those services both at a general community support level but also at an individual level that take account of those issues. And that's where the wider message of the government budget when it comes to LGBTI equality comes in. Because if people feel excluded, if people feel isolated because of who they are, because of their gender or their same-sex attracted status, then let's deal with the causes behind that rather than the expression of that disadvantage.
Now, stay with us, Martin. We're just going to a break. We'll be straight back. We're speaking with Martin Foley, Australia's first Minister for Equality, amongst other portfolios. Stay tuned. There's a bit more. Macca and Tass, and we're speaking with the Minister for Equality, Martin Foley. I'm just going to read you a message we've got from a listener, Martin. It's quite disconcerting to hear such offensive rhetoric from Mr. Abbott and some far-right American groups visiting Australia. And it's so nice to hear decency from Martin Foley and other ministers. We're glad we live in a progressive city like Melbourne. There you go.
Well, the messages that public officials give out is extremely important. We need to make sure that the messages are inclusive, not just because it's the right thing to do and because it brings people into our community so we can deal with things like homophobia and transphobia and biphobia and deal with those, but that the consequences of dealing with those are that we will have better outcomes so people don't feel alienated and therefore aren't into suicidal behaviours.
Well, it's about community leadership, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Absolutely, absolutely. And guess what? It actually has a real tangible economic benefit as well. So even applying a kind of bottom line, money in, money out rationale, healthier, more inclusive societies and communities are better economic opportunities as well as being more decent places for people to live in. So frankly, increasing trend in some political parties to be captured by extremists is not only bad social policy, it's bad policy at every level. And I think it's incumbent on people to show a bit more leadership as well as a bit more decency.
You're not going to get any disagreement from us, Minister.
And, you know, some of these leaders, I wouldn't call them leaders, but they should be ashamed of themselves sharing a platform with some of these people. But let's not give them any airtime. They're not worthy of it. We want to talk about positive stuff.
Yes, and speaking of positives, there are a couple of other things in the budget that I'd like to just focus on. There's a couple of initiatives. One, I'm calling it the Roadshow. It's the $2.5 million initiative to combat homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia. It's essentially a roadshow that will end up in rural Victoria. And I just wouldn't mind learning a little bit more about that. And the other initiative is the $4 million worth of grants to strengthen sustainability and community leadership. Could you talk to us about both of those, Minister?
I could. A regular and justifiable criticism of our approach on a lot of services is that Melbourne is a big place. It's by far the biggest proportion of Victoria's population, and sometimes a focus there is to the exclusion of those in regional and rural communities. And when it comes to LGBTI equality issues, none other than our hardworking Commissioner, Commissioner Allen, who herself is from a regional community, pointed out the disproportionate struggles that people in those communities from gender questioning or same-sex attracted backgrounds go through. So if we're going to do the Pride Centre, which will have a digital presence and a wider reach, it will be geographically somewhere in the centre of Melbourne. So what do we do for the regional and rural
communities?
Well, let's take the services, the support and the affirmation that they are a part of an inclusive Victoria to them. So whether it's the different kind of services, health, mental health, all the way through to education, community services, local government, let's take our roadshow of all those different agencies with a LGBTI equality lens to them. And that's what we're going to do. So that's what that 2.5 million to combat homophobia, biphobia and transphobia into regional and rural communities in an assertive way.
Fantastic. And what about the $4 million grants program for sustainability and leadership?
So within weeks of the 2014 state election, we convened a couple of informal roundtables of a vast array of community groups. And a message that came through loud and clear there was that so many community groups in the LGBTI community are run on less than the smell of an oily rag, out of people's kitchens, sheds, you name it. And the burnout rate was really, really high. And even in the last 16 months, there's organisations and people that have burnt out through just exhaustion, doing it in their spare time. So with a small amount of money at an arm's length from ministers, so it's all done on merit and peer assessment values, we want to put out some assistance to those community-based LGBTI groups who are doing such a fantastic job right across the state to sustain them and develop leadership, develop support that will build a community response, because that's how we do all those other things. That's how we support safe school outcomes. That's how we support in communities that might be looking for mental health and other outcomes with an LGBTI focus, or change policing behaviours, or deal with family violence through an LGBTI lens. It's not through politicians, it's through people in the community getting together, organising and supporting one another.
Minister, that is such a welcomed initiative. Yeah. I know that this organisation on its own actually is constantly sort of searching for funds for survival. And, you know, people think that Joy is a flush. In fact, it's not. It actually, Macca often says, you know, we run on air, but we actually don't run on air.
No, we're on air. We don't run on air.
And somebody's got to pay the electricity and the telephone bill. And you know, there's only three staff in this place. Everybody else here is a volunteer. And yes, it does work, but it is very difficult to make things work if you haven't got some backbone and infrastructure to do that. So congratulations, they're fantastic initiatives. All of this, of course, is on top of the support that you've already provided for the Safe Schools Coalition, which, as we know, is has been hammered by the feds and the hard right, who've decided to actually take the axe and chop the program
up. But it's a Marxist plot. They tell us it's a Marxist plot. Jennifer Albrechtson said
it's apparently the Marxist cultural relativist plot. I was on the radio with Corey Bernardi one day, and he said that, and I just thought, what planet am I on?
You're on planet Corey, and it needs a new moon.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and we have the Minister for Equality here on radio this morning. Minister, it's been great to have you back on here again. We could actually spend an entire show speaking with you, and maybe at some point we could ask you to come in and co-host with us, and therefore we can have a much longer conversation.
I look forward to it.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for your time. And as we move on to our community sponsors and our next news break.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, Martin. Martin Foley, State Minister for Equality, been very generous with his time. And yes, we will have Martin in to co-host. And as a foil to that, on another show, we might have Tim Wilson. But he's a candidate as well. But then again, you know, we have to have the balance. Tass is just choking there. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Stay tuned, because you know what? There is more.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.